Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moroz, and with us today, at least for now, he's still the superintendent of the Rowan County School District. He's retiring as of June 30th, Marvin Moore. Marvin, thanks for coming over.
Chuck, thank you for having me up, and I want to thank you for all the years that you've asked me to come up, and we've sat around and chat about different issues and things that's going on throughout the district and throughout the state with the public education, and I've certainly enjoyed it and enjoyed working with you over the years.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed working with you as well. Well, let me ask you this question, Marvin. How many years have you been in education now?
This makes 42.
42 years. Well, in 42 years, does it – I mean, when you get involved in the process of going day-to-day and doing your job day-to-day, and now all of a sudden you're looking at, I guess, the finish line – is it hard to believe that you're actually going to be done with education, at least as a superintendent or principal or whatever else you've been during your career?
Well, as you know, I was a high school principal for 20 years, middle school for four, now completing 13 years as superintendent. And I do get nervous about my time, as you mentioned, when you've been getting up every morning all those years to go into the schools and work with the kids, with the teachers and staff, to try to provide an opportunity for all our kids to be successful and get them college and career ready. It's a challenge every day. And I'm a person, I have to have a purpose every day to go to do something, make sure that we're making a difference in these kids' lives. And I will have to say, and I told a group yesterday, they had a little reception for me yesterday at the middle school, that these kids, I will miss these kids because that's been my whole life. And I can actually say, and I can go home every night, lay down and sleep soundly, that we've stayed kid-focused throughout the 13 years I've been superintendent.
Which job did you like the best during your education career? I mean, superintendent is a very challenging job. Being a principal, as you and I have talked about, is a very challenging job. Mm-hmm. And as you've discussed with me, you've also held other jobs in education. Which job was the most challenging, and then which job have you liked the best?
Well, that's a good question. I never sat down and thought about that because I have worked at all levels, elementary, middle, and high. But I would think that the middle school was probably the most challenging because those young adults, they want to be adults and not ready to be adults yet. And then they're trying to get out of the their elementary mentality. So you're every day they're so dependent on a lot of things that that we do for them. And the high school is very challenging, too, because of all the number of extracurriculars that you're involved in at the high school level, because people don't understand that the high school with the extracurriculars, sometimes you're out three and four nights a week with activities, whether it be athletics, whether it be band, whether it be speech, whether it be drama, whether it be the academic teams. It takes a lot of extra time. And if you try to be there and be supportive of the kids, because our students, they know if you're there for the right reason. They know if you're there to support them and want to continue to support them, or if you're there just to be in compliance. And with the number of nights out, I'd say the high school and middle school is getting about as bad as far as activities going on in school. But I guess superintendent, it's been rewarding because you're touching all kids' lives, from preschool all the way through high school. And to have that on your shoulders and working with all the staff we have throughout the district and working with the budget and trying to make everything work, that's been very challenging, especially over the years since public education is not receiving the dollars they need in order to put a lot of programs in place. As you know, you and I have talked over the years, we've had taken a lot of cuts over the years. And those are cuts that we didn't want to do, but in order to keep hands in the classrooms, and that's what we stayed focused on, we had to do that. But I have to say, with Round County, as I transition out, you know, I reflect on that some yesterday with our facilities. I think we've got some of the best facilities in this Commonwealth. We don't have to take a back seat to anybody. Our test scores, I think we'll, you know, I'll never be satisfied until we get up to want everybody to be distinguished, but from the standpoint of our budget, you know, we're going to have a carryover about 6%, and we've left everything in pretty good shape, and I feel good about being able to be to do that and be a part of all that. And we've got a great board right now, and I've been very fortunate. I told Larry Coldon when I came in 13 years ago, he was chair of the board, and that I would have probably stayed 4 years, but I ended up staying 13. He was at a reception yesterday. And when you got good board chairs, Larry Coldon was, then Bill Redwine became the chair after Larry stepped down. And then Rick Whalen is our board chair now and does a great job. So when you got good board members and we all work together, stay focused, what's best for kids. Over the last 13 years, I always told the board, if you come into these board meetings and you got a hidden agenda or you got a personal agenda, we don't make the best decision for kids. So if we stay kid-focused, even though sometimes we don't always agree, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I've been very fortunate over the last 13 years to have good board of education to work with, because talking to other superintendents, they tell me some of the things that they deal with in their district, because sometimes the board will come in with a hidden agenda or a personal agenda, try to get into personnel. As we all know, boards of education cannot interfere with personnel at all. They're responsible for two people. They hire the superintendent, and they hire their board attorney. After that, by statute, they have to stay out of personnel. And this, my board over the last 13 years, they've done that very well.
Education, I'm sure, has changed over the last four decades. As you look back from then when you started to now, as you're getting ready to complete your tenure with the district, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen?
I think, and I'm not throwing anybody on the bus when I say this, I think the biggest change that I've seen with the parents, they need to be more involved with their child's education. Now, don't misunderstand me, we've got some outstanding parents out there, but we see more and more kids where the grandparents are raising these kids. We're seeing more and more kids, what we refer to as drug babies, that the grandparents or some foster parent takes them in to raise them. And to see those babies come in and knowing their environment and what they deal with on a daily basis, sometimes it breaks your heart. But, of course, academically, technology has just really, really taken off, and it's really improved tremendously over the years. You take our high school, our renovation in the high school 2 years ago, we spent over $1 million just upgrading our technology. We went into that high school in 82, and I was the principal. We only had one computer in the whole building. That's what we did our scheduling with. But now, with all the things that we can do with technology, and these kids are pretty good at it. And then with the technology, the things that are kids to get them college and career ready, that's a big focus. And, of course, we're very fortunate. We're in the backyard of Morehead State University for dual credits. We had a number of students graduated Saturday morning from AAC with a lot of them had over 35, 40 college credit hours. And to be able to do that and still get your high school diploma with those dual credits, things like that have changed, and it's going to continue to improve on those things. I think you're going to see a tremendous opportunity for our students.
I want to ask you about the kids themselves over the last four decades. I know the rules for discipline and what you're allowed to do, what you can and can't do, have changed quite a bit during that period of time. And people are saying that kids are different, that they don't have that same self-discipline that kids of yesteryear had. Do you feel that way, or how do you feel about the issue?
Not really. I don't blame the kids. I blame the parents. I think the parents that stay involved with their kid and build that relationship with their child, with their teacher, with the school, you normally don't have problems with those kids. The ones that you have to deal with in a negative way, that's where those parents don't get involved and stay involved, and those kids are looking for somebody and looking for help. And we try to provide resources so those students will be successful as well. But I've seen more of a change in parents' attitude than I have kids. Kids are kids. I've been in it 42 years. They'll do what you let them do. And, you know, I emphasize to the principal all the time, these kids will do what you will let them do. And kids will respond in a very positive way. And over the years, the 13 years been superintendent, been in the schools as much as I've been in the school, I don't see the biggest change in kids. I see the big change in parents, parenting. Parents need to be more involved in their kids' lives, in their education, and everything they do on a daily basis. And if they would do that, then I don't think you'd see a lot of things that we're dealing with throughout this country.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you make, that what happens with kids has to start with what they're taught at home and how they're disciplined at home. Our parents, I guess what I wonder is if parents have become, in many respects, too interested in being their kid's friend instead of being a parent. Do you see that?
That's a very good point, too, Chuck. That I see that and see that a lot. You can't, we all love our kids and that unconditional love, but we don't need to do anything that will help them and make excuses for them. And we have a lot of situations where parents, well, they enable their child, they make excuses for them when they know that they've made a mistake. We all make mistakes. When kids make mistakes, and I tell parents all the time, if we all can work together, we can correct that, move on, hope that we've learned from it. And for most part, kids will respond. And they respond much, much quicker, and they respond better than the parents.
Again, our guest today on Front Page is Round County Superintendent Marvin Moore. Marvin will be retiring as superintendent on June 30th and going on to bigger and better things, we hope. But I'm Chuck Meraz, your host of the Front Page. We'll pause on the show, come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Rowan County's Superintendent Marvin Moore is with us today on the program. We're talking with Marvin about education in general. We're talking about his career. We're talking about a lot of things. And now we'd like to talk to him about, Marvin, now that you're going to have all this free time as of July 1, what are you going to do with it?
Well, Chuck, as you know, I love playing golf, and I'll probably expand on that a little bit. I'm not very good, but the camaraderie with the people I play with, I enjoy that and enjoy being out on the golf course. And of course, when we got nice weather like today, you know, that'll keep me busy. But my plans are still in July, I'm going to join the fitness center here on campus and try to report up there every morning for about an hour, hour and a half, and then depending on the weather. But I've had a couple of companies to contact me, wanting me to come and talk to them about doing some consulting work. I might do that. I wouldn't be doing it as much for the money, just I'd be doing it to help them out, and if it makes a difference in somebody else's life, that would be rewarding. But don't have anything definite yet, but we'll look at it and make it work out. But I'm a person, I have to have a purpose every day to go do something and make it happen. And again, over the last 42 years, make it happen to do what's best for kids. But it'll be a change. I get nervous when I think about it. And I know I said that two or three times, but you think about about your time, and you've got to have something in place to make sure that that's productive time, because there's no way that I'm going to go home and sit down. I wouldn't care in the winter months, maybe consider going to Florida, I'm going to say south, but Florida, for January and February, get out of this cold weather up here, and then come back in March for the tournaments, because I enjoy the boys state tournament. I enjoy the NCAA tournaments and those type of things. But
and for those who don't realize it, you did a lot of officiating, basketball officiating.
I did. I spent 33 years officiating high school and college basketball, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I still miss the camaraderie. I miss the on-floor officiating. I don't miss that travel. The travel, a lot of times as a high school principal, I get in at 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. Of course, I could do that a few years back. But take a shower and go straight to work. But I don't think my body now is made up to make that happen. A lot of the guys, and I know when I'm at Moorhead's game, a lot of the officials there I'm still acquainted with, where I worked with them in the OVC, and I enjoyed in my basketball officiating. I was fortunate enough to get inducted to the High School Athletic Hall of Fame for my officiating, and I really cherish that and honor that because, you know, to be selected to go into the Hall of Fame, that I consider that a big honor. And I've been fortunate, and I've been blessed. And if my health holds up, hopefully that I'll enjoy this time off.
The person that will be replacing you as superintendent on July 1 is John Maxey, who's been your assistant superintendent for the last few years. And talk about John.
First, let me say, John is a good man. He's a good family man. He has a wonderful wife and two sons. Are academically, they're very strong. Athletically, they're very involved. Yeah, we brought John over about nine years ago from Morgan County. That's when I had a Jeff Grubber had retired. I needed a technology director, and John was wanting. He was driving through Moorhead every day to go to West Liberty, and he lived over in Hillsboro. And I contacted him, and he came in. We sat down and chat, and we were fortunate enough to get him hired and brought him on board 9 years ago. And when Tom Daugherty, who was our DPP at the time, when he retired, he was my assistant. I made him assistant when I first came in 13 years ago. And when he retired, I moved John, asked him to move up to be the assistant. And John does a great job. Right now he's over technology. He's over facilities, and he's over transportation. And John's well trained. We've been mentoring him for the last 4 to 5 years, and I think John, with his background and with his personality and the way he builds a relationship with people, John can hit the ground running. And give John a little kudos too. I think he's a very intelligent man, and I think that the district will fare very well.
What's the biggest challenge John will face as an incoming superintendent?
I think to just keep an eye on charter schools and making sure that at the state level and also with our legislators to make sure that they don't take money away from public education to support charters. And if they do that, this budget, not only in Round County but throughout all public schools in the Commonwealth, could really, really be a challenge for all the districts. And I would say to all superintendents, you got to make sure we keep an eye on what's happening in Frankfort right now, because this governor has appointed seven board members, state board members, and all seven of them are pro-charters. And, of course, this governor is pushing charters. In my opinion, again, it's my opinion, I don't think that they want public education to be successful. They're trying to do everything they can to take away from public education so they can push their charter agendas and push their vouchers. And I worry more about, Chuck, I worry more about vouchers than I do charters, because if somebody comes in and says, I'm going to homeschool my child, I want that $4,000, that doesn't mean that child's going to have an opportunity to get any part of that $4,000. Then after they use that $4,000, and then they want to send a kid back to school, and then the school district don't have any money to support that kid coming back into public education. So those kind of things is going to be very challenging down the road. This state board last month, as you know, they pushed out, I think that I'll use that word, Commissioner Pruitt, and they've got an interim commissioner now, Wayne Lewis. And Wayne Lewis, he's pro-charters. He's strong charters. And I think everybody would behoove everybody to keep an eye on what's going to happen at the State Department, what's going to happen in Frankfort, what's going to happen with this next legislative session, because that could be a challenge for him.
What about inside the district? Obviously, as a new superintendent, he'll be in charge of everything, not just technology and some other things, but it's a major change, I would think. It's like going from being the assistant coach to the head coach. So inside the district as he takes over, what advice do you give John?
Well, John, now, of course, the last few weeks since he was named superintendent, I had a meeting with all the leadership team, and I've kept the board up to date too. Every decision that we've been making right now, were to be personnel, were to be anything to impact the school or impact the district, we've been making joint decisions. We've been on the same page because I want to make this as smooth transition as we can make it. But we've been talking about things that we can do to improve test scores, and John's going to be focusing on that. We're not that bad, but we're not where we want to be. We got work to do. And I've mentioned to him and some of the things that we were going to put in place for the 18-19 school year, and I think John has got some plans to really focus on that. If you look at our facilities, they're in pretty good shape. You look at the budget, it's in pretty good shape. But I told him, I said, we need to really stay focused for 18-19 because there are going to be a lot of changes in Kentucky with accountability, and with accountability coming down all the way from the Fed level down to the state level to the local districts, we're really going to have to stay focused on this accountability.
When you talk about accountability, whether it's state or federal accountability, is there too much of that and too much involvement, or should there be more even?
I think sometimes we overtest, and I'm not saying that to the I think it's we need to let the teachers go in the classroom, and we do a pretty good job and let them teach. But sometimes we pull them out so much and do a lot of PD with the teachers because they say this is the way it's got to be done. If you don't do it their way, the feds and the state, then you don't get those funds. So they've kind of got you over a barrel, the old saying goes. But sometimes I think we maybe test too much for our kids because, you know, when I was in elementary and middle school and high school, we didn't test as much as they're testing now. And I think that's something that I think it would be good if at the state level and at the federal level, they need to revisit that.
Is it hard to let go?
It really is. It's a bittersweet. You know, Saturday morning when we had our seniors graduating, and I told this senior class, when they started, they were kindergartners 13 years ago. And we've kind of gone through the last 13 years together. And to see those students progress and be the young adults that they are, and they're going to continue to grow and be productive citizens, not only in Round County, throughout other parts of where they decided to settle in. It's a bittersweet for me.
You mentioned test scores are the one thing that you'd really like to see improved in the district. But overall, as you step away, and we've got a few minutes left, do you feel like that generally the Round County school system's in pretty good shape?
I think so. I really do. And again, I've talked to the board about that, and I've talked to John and talked to the administrative staff, and making sure that as we do, we keep everybody on the same page. But I think I don't think right now around county we don't have any drama in the district from the standpoint of keeping drama out of the schools, out of the classroom, out of the district, because anytime you have drama in the district, the ones that's going to impact the most and make a difference will be your students. And students don't deserve to be put in the middle and for somebody to try to create drama to make that happen. But I feel pretty good about everything that we've done for the last 13 years. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. But we didn't. We try to stay focused with those and learn from those mistakes and stay focused what's best for kids. If you don't do something, you're probably not going to make mistakes. But I think around county, you see that all the other surrounding counties, when they look up to the school districts, they are very complimentary and they're very positive of all the things that we have here in Round County. I just look at that multi-purpose complex out there. Most districts around don't have that. But I always felt like our kids deserve that. You know, if you look at the new middle school, we spent $21.4 million, and that middle school is as nice as any middle school in this Commonwealth. We just completed a 4.2 renovation to the high school, and 2 years before that, we put all new heating and air in that high school. If you go to Tilden Hall, we spent $2.9 million out there to renovate that facility. And if you look at all the things that's going on in Round County, you know, we sold the board office to the university. I think that's been a good plan, worked out well. We're getting ready to, with the KCTCS, we purchased that building. We bonded $5 million, so the KCTCS would have enough funding. They had to raise $7 million, if you recall, in order to match the $21 million at the state level for them to build the new KCTCS building. And then also we sold the what we used to refer to the old kindergarten building going up to Cave Run Clinic. We sold that to the hospital. And things like that, we felt like we were being part of everything in the community. to make positive things happen for Brown County.
Marvin, thanks so much for joining us today on the Front Page. Certainly, thank you for your service to the Rowan County School System, and best of luck in your retirement.
Thank you very much, Chuck, and good luck in yours as well.
Rowan County Superintendent Marvin Moore, our guest today on Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. See you next time.